Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi here with you on a big Friday night as we head into the weekend on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you aboard. 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved, as we have a lot happening, as always. Tons of Major League Baseball tonight. We have a game two of the Eastern Conference Finals at the world's most famous right now. Second intermission, they're about to start the third. The Rangers with a 2-1 lead on the Tampa Bay Lightning as they look to go up 2-0 in the series. We're going to get you ready for everything this weekend, including NBA Finals Game 2 Sunday night, Warriors Celtics. We've got the Memorial heading into the weekend after the cuts today. And, of course, it's always a football show for Joe. As we've got, I guess, maybe some USFL picks from him. Mike Carver here with you, along with Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Woo! History has been made in the USFL. Pittsburgh, a 61-yard field goal to cut the deficit. 23-10, baby. I'm sitting on a Maulers plus 9.5 ticket. Rivers and Kirby Wilson keeping me in this game. I got two parlays, Carver. I tweeted out to the listener of the show, Walt. I got the Rangers money line plus 108, and I need the over Boston and Oakland 7.5 to complete two 14 parlays. The others I got in already with overs in baseball. Let's go, baby. It's a Friday night right here on the grid.
Man, Joe, look, I know you're excited. I know you're excited. You're the only one who knew that field goal even happened in the USFL tonight. So.
Well, let me just tell you what happened. Kirby Wilson, they were driving Pittsburgh. They're down 23-7. I'm catching 9.5. Now, in the USFL, you score a touchdown, you could go for three, so you could still get 9 on a potential drive. So the quarterback, Rivers, gets sacked. He throws like a 5-yard dunk on third down, and I see Kirby Wilson. I was just ready to come out and say hell will freeze over because Kirby Wilson sucks. He's electing for a 61-yard field goal. The kid nails it with about 3 yards left on that, and now I got life. That's all I want.
There it is. The bell gets rung by Andrew Torres. I like that.
Terrible.
He's not having any of it tonight with the big Ranger hockey lead going into the third period. Andrew Torres puts the stop sign up on the USFL talk. That's what I like right there. That'll get
that's
us going
terrible.
On a
that's
Friday
terrible.
Night. That's not terrible.
How could you do that to me?
I would have did the same, to be quite honest with you.
You did do it. You're the judge of the show. You gave him the MO. Like, Andrew, roll it. He's too hot tonight. We got to temper him. I know.
Andrew has, he knows when I'm thinking it's time to hit the button. And thankfully, we move on now. A lot happening. 2-1 Ranger lead. By the way, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, here with you, SiriusXM, channel 159. Good to have all of you aboard with us here tonight. Sports Map, Sports Byline, et cetera, et cetera. Joe, 2-1 Rangers going to the third. Rangers minus 310, Lightning plus 230, total same as the pregame, 5.5. Do the Rangers hold on in the third period, Joe?
I have to hope so. I'm plus 108 with them. I put it
not
at the
confident.
Fourth leg.
I have to hope so. That is not the most
confident. They're playing with house money. No. Listen.
No, stop the house money stuff now. Listen, that can go on for a little while here. But when you're outplaying the other team as much as they are, you can't keep saying it's the house money. It is house money. If you're playing this good, you got to finish the job. That's the way
it
goes.
Of course. Except, but no, who's expecting them to win when Tampa Bay came in with an 18-game win streak every time they lose a playoff game? Right? Uh-huh. So all the money's on Tampa right now. So obviously from a book perspective, the Rangers are playing with house money. Now they're 4-0 in 3 in the regular season and game 1. Okay? That's house money. Who's expecting Tampa Bay now? You tell me. I know you're on Tampa Bay. You're miserable. That's why you don't like my energy tonight. You made Andrew temper me down because when I come in hot, you're my kryptonite, Lex Luthor. It's Friday night here. Come on.
It's got nothing to do with that. And first of all, I'm on Tampa for the series, so not on him for tonight. It is what it is. And Andrew was right to do that to you because you're the only one watching the dopey 61-yard field goal in the USFL. We got a lot of more important things happening right now, including this hockey game, all these baseball games going on right now. Including the Mets and the Dodgers about to start. We have the Red Sox and the A's scoreless in the second. Braves and Rockies still scoreless in the fifth. Astros with a 10-3 lead on the Royals in the seventh inning. 6-0 Padres lead the Brewers. We got the 3-2 lead Rangers over the Mariners. We got a lot going on here, Joe. A lot happening.
Said it with a lot of attitude, too. A lot of moxie tonight.
About what? Said what with a lot of attitude.
Coming in strong.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back at Rockin' on the Grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Second game in a row, Joe, where the Lightning allow the Rangers to score in literally the opening seconds of the third period. This one makes it a two-goal advantage for them, 3-1 now, with just under 17 minutes left to go in the third period. A straight up now 10-1 if you want to grab the Lightning down two goals. They're finished, Joe. I mean, they're cooked. The Rangers have been a step ahead of them. And Vasilevsky's just been you can't allow that goal. That's an awful goal to allow in a 2-1 game early in the third. Awful goal.
All right.
It's awful.
Well, if you listen to the show,
I know you're watching. You're watching the Mahler game. I know that. So you probably didn't see the goal. So
I didn't see.
You're
that.
Watching the Mahler game.
I am, and that bothers you. That really the fact that
actually,
hurts
that,
you.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
watch
does.
It even. I might watch the replay after we.
You're watching
after
the Mahler game.
I'm watching. I got a ticket on the Maulers. What can I say? All right, but here's the thing. Andrew and I both had 3-1 last night, didn't we? I know.
That might have been. Might have been the score. Might have been.
Okay, so here's the bigger question. Seriously, deep now. Assuming the Rangers close this out.
I don't know if Andrew wants us doing the assume they close this out yet with 16 minutes to go. I don't know if he wants us doing that. But go ahead. Go ahead. Do the assume. They close
I'll bring
this
up
out.
The hypothetical. At what point does Tampa Bay start to say, you know what? Now we're a little nervous. Like, when does that confidence wear off? Like
when they lose
their
first home game.
So, all right, so you're saying if they're down 3-0, then I'm going to be kicking myself because I went to place the bet on FanDuel today about the sweep. Look at this. How could you let Darius Victor run for 15 yards? Come on. The guy's bare 5'3", 270 pounds. Can we tackle him? Anyway. So the four-game sweep, you told me last night it was 1040 on FanDuel.
It was
840 or 880.
Well, people were hammering it, I guess. I guess people were hammering it. So they got to move the line down. You know? I mean, it'll be a lot less after tonight.
How long, let me ask you a question. How long between this game and game three? Is it Sunday?
Yes, they're playing Sunday afternoon in Tampa.
Saturday, so one game
3 o'clock.
Off. One day off, really.
Yeah. This isn't the NBA where they take 3 days off between games. This is they keep it pretty simple every other night.
See, I would say like because they had 9 days off, that obviously they came out of the gate slow and continuity.
Yeah,
and
but
almost...
that's a game one excuse. You can't use that tonight.
No, I'm not. But what I'm saying though, Carver, is this: is the fact that honestly, is that. You would much rather even have the Rangers, even though they were grinding out wins, right, and it went the distance with Carolina, the fact that they were playing so well and they were winning games, they're a confident group. Tampa, yeah, they won. They got through the series. They dominated Florida with ease, and then they just broke up that momentum and everything, the rhythm that they had with the 9 days off. That might take. They might not never get that back. That's why I said we should have bet the sweep. And also from a goaltender perspective, it's almost like a hitter. No, like the hitter is seeing the ball clearly. When a guy's on a streak, you don't rarely take him out when he's on a 20-game hit streak, right? He's seeing the ball clearly. Same thing with his name?
I'm not making any. Excuses for this team. I've seen them win in every situation possible over the last 2 years. So I'm not I've seen them win in seven games and having no rest. They've won the last 2 years. So they're used to all situations. They got no excuse here. They've sucked the first two games. That's the way that it goes. So they got no kick. They have been absolutely outskated, out hit, out everything in both of these games by the Rangers.
Really?
So, yeah. They got no kick.
Well, what do you
here.
Think? What do you think?
I don't believe that, like I said to you, I don't think that the series is over in any stretch. I mean, it's, you know, they could easily go down there and win both games, and then you got a three-game series. So it's, you know, I'm not ready to go there yet, Joe.
All right.
If they lost tonight and then lost even one of the two games at home, I don't think they're going to win the series.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Seriously, it's one thing to lose 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, right? But your goaltender that gave up three goals in the whole series against Florida has now given up, what, nine?
Yeah.
All right, so that's a bigger concern. It's one thing if he was playing sharp. And you say, okay, we come back for game three. We got a hot goaltender. We know back home he'll keep us in it. He's given up everything. He's almost like Mike Smith right now.
He's been bad, and that one he just gave up to Zibanejad was really awful. So
I like that Zibanejad.
Lightning, what are they at now? 150, what are they at, 15 to 1? 15 to 1 if you want to get the Lightning down too.
Nah, I need the Boston game. I need the Boston over to come in right now. That's what I need.
I'm gonna root that for you. I'm gonna root that for you. But I'm very surprised that you went and did that. I really am. I mean, we have the same discussion every single night here. I just don't know why. I mean, just runs go to die in that place every night that they play there. I can't believe that you. You're taking another whack at the pinata here tonight out there in that place.
I have two parlays. If the Rangers I went for broke. All right, what do you want? I did it.
Well, we could have had it over in a couple of
games
here.
The bus is driving
here.
Down the road. You want to stop? You want to make a U-turn or you want to keep going? I mean, we're doing. Remember speed? When the kid's doing 70, you want him to slow down to 10 or you want him to do 90? Let's go. I mean, come on now. Get on the bus.
They would have had a problem if they went under 70, right?
Right, something like that, right?
Would have been an issue.
Is that what it was? Was that the first one or the second one?
Second one was the cruise ship. Second one doesn't exist in my eyes.
That was the guy where he put leeches on his neck, right, to suck that, whatever he had going
on. That's one of those sequels that was better off never being made. So, awful film. Awful film.
Awful? I mean, I would watch it on a Friday night on USA Network if you're not doing anything.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah, don't say that to me.
What? I would.
Come on, Joe.
Speed 2? I mean, if I was stuck in a pinch? Put it this way.
Speed 2, cruise control.
Put it this way, okay?
God, Joe.
Put it this way. Wait a second.
The only thing that I'd watch Speed 2 cruise control over is the USFL.
You know, that's not right, by the way. That is just so low. You really should take that back. You really should. No, Andrew, make him take it back. That's just, he's coming out swinging. I want some sort of mediation here. I'm getting beat up. I feel like he duct taped me to the goalpost here with the shoe. Darius Victor,
no.
3 rushing touchdowns. This guy, seriously, has arms like thighs. That's how
big
his arms
are. Where did he come from? Where did he come from,
Darius
Victor?
He came from the New York Guardians, I think, and the XFL.
No. Him
and,
where did he play college? Where did he play college?
I don't know. Nowhere.
Jeez,
nowhere,
if you don't even know where he played college, that's a problem.
No, here we go. Oh, this guy, come on. All I know is this. Kirby Wilson... You have a better shot of, I'm telling you, Sasquatch running down a hill than Kirby Wilson throwing a pass play.
Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, still rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
They got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. 7 minutes left now in the third period. Tampa trying to do something, and they can't get it. I can't even remember a quality chance that they've had. They finally gotten a few shots on goal, but nothing of substance, really, that would even scare the Rangers or Shesterkin, so... 3-1 under 7 minutes, and the two-time defending champs could be heading home down 2-0 in that series. Baseball, Joe. The Rangers lead the Mariners 3-2 in the eighth. Padres 6-0 over the Brewers. I saw Machado hit an absolute bomb in that game, hit a deep one. Astros lead the Royals 10-3. Scoreless in Colorado. Now the Rockies, Joe... They'd given up 12 or more runs in like three or four straight games, just themselves. But tonight, scoreless with the Braves in the sixth. So.
Yeah, you knew that was going to break, right? We talked about it last night. I mean, Colorado, 14-11, 13-12. The Braves put up, when we went off air, it was what, 13-5 last night? Or the over 19.5 came in, I think. Didn't it last night? 13-6?
Yeah, 13-6 was the final.
Yeah, so it was right there. I mean, I got life here in Pittsburgh. They're driving down 29-10. They're on the 15-yard line. Could this kid Rivers lead them on a drive here? He's throwing darts. Come on, Rivers. Come on.
Tampa takes a really dopey penalty with about 6 minutes to go. So,
you know, the fact that you don't even acknowledge what I'm telling you.
I can't. Because, Joe, like, you're the only one. It's not even just me. You're the only one watching it in the entire country. The whole country. You're
that's
the only
true.
One
they
watching it.
They have 150 fans out there tonight. That's up 125 from last week.
They, Joe, there's about 150 people total watching it coast to coast right now, nationwide. That's about it.
very belligerent tonight. Very. On a Friday night, nonetheless. There's Kirby Wilson. Down 19. He's running the football on first and goal. This guy's shot. This guy is shot. No, and he thinks he's waiting for his opportunity. Lifelong running back coach. Talk about trying to put the square peg in the round hole.
It's an
Kirby,
awful product.
Wake up, man. Come on. It's not an awful. There we go.
It's an Can awful least, product.
I'm catching 9.5. Can you root it in? Even
root
though
it
you
in.
Don't
That's
have
fine. That's fine.
Well, root it in. Come on. Extend, Kirby. Extend. Let me hear some positive out of your mouth.
Scoreless in Oakland between the Red Sox and the A's in the third.
He goes and right for the game that I
scoreless,
need.
Scoreless and scoreless in Los Angeles between the Dodgers and the Mets as they have just gotten underway.
I'm on the under there.
Yeah. Under last night, the 2-0 Dodger win.
That got me the parlay. I tweeted it out. I showed you.
Yeah, yeah.
Got me the over, the win. My first under on the show, I think.
I know you don't play. It's probably one out of every 200 you play the under. So,
just call me Joey Over.
Joey Over, Joey Overs.
Come on, Rivers. Oh, he's all over him. Where's the flag? Where is the flag? The kid's getting mugged. Now, come on. The guy's grabbing him. He's all over him. You don't care. He's mugging him.
Like I said, Joe, you're the only one watching. The only one. We'll have to get to the golf later as they head into the weekend. We have several opportunities, I feel, Joe, to maybe cash some tickets.
All right.
Here Saturday and Sunday at the Memorial. As it's a very, very jumbled leaderboard at the top. So I think that we're going to have, you know, Cameron Smith goes into the weekend with the lead at 8-under. K.H. Lee, Dangerous Denny McCarthy right behind him at 7. Billy Horschel, Luke List, Cameron Forever Young, Johnny Roll the Dice Vegas, Davis Riley, all at 6-under. Keith Mitchell, look at this, Francisco Molinari in the mix too. Wise Chips, Rory McIlroy, Sungjae Im, Willie Z. A lot of guys, Joe, within 5 shots of the lead going into Saturday.
So what are we doing with this? What about Luke List?
Yeah, he's not a guy that I want to back on the weekend.
How about Billy Horschel?
I don't mind Horschel, but I don't like 14-1. I want more for Horschel. I don't think that's
what,
enough.
25-1?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it just sometimes, Joe, the value's just not there for me, especially when it's this jumbled, because I could have gotten these guys at 50 or 60. You know, I'm looking for where do I got value. So, like, Rahm, you know, Rahm is 6 shots back. He was the pre-tournament favorite at 10-1. I'm getting him at 29-1 now. Yeah, he's got some ground to make up, and he's got a lot of guys ahead of him. But I actually, Joe, one thing we are going to put in, we're going to put Rahm in for a top 10.
How much is that?
Plus 200.
Can I parlay that?
Sure, you can. You can parlay that.
I like the baseball tomorrow.
So parlay Rahm top 10 with the baseball. I actually like Cantlay top 10 also at 170.
I like the one total I do like tomorrow. You're going to laugh at me, I know.
I'm not going to laugh at you.
All right, so I like the over in the red game, 9.5.
Well, you know, they've been hitting balls all over the place, them in the National, the last 2 nights. A lot of home runs there. So didn't they go over that tonight?
Yeah, they killed it, 8-5.
Last 2 nights, right? What was it last night?
It was way over 6-4.
It was 8-1 last night. 9 runs, but that was probably either. It was probably right on it. It was either probably 8.5 or 9 last night.
I'm trying to see if I played it last. I don't think.
And
I
tonight
it
they smoked
night.
At 8-5. So.
Oh, last night was 9.5.
Ooh, so they didn't get it, huh?
Nah.
How about that?
9.5, minus 104. I did put it in a parlay last night, lost.
Well, that happens, Joe. It happens.
It does happen, Carver. What could I say? I mean, certain things, you know, are more fun.
Got a lot of parlays. Those are hard to hit.
I hit if the Rangers can hang on, I'll hit back-to-back nights.
Well, they got under 4 minutes to go. They're up 3-1.
1-0 Red Sox. 1-0 Red Sox. You always try to bring me down.
I wasn't trying to bring you down. I just want you to win, Joe, and I want you to win. That's why I can't understand why you're playing over in Oakland.
I asked you to root in the Pittsburgh Maulers. All I needed you to do was a little positivity with Pittsburgh, right? A little positivity.
Anything. You'll never get positivity out of me involving that stupid league. You'll never get positivity.
Even when Horro comes on? Horford Horro?
Horford Horro. I still can't believe that last night, Joe.
What?
That they smoked him in the fourth quarter like that.
Now, what's the line tomorrow? 4 it's up to again.
Yeah, what was it? It was 3.5 right when they popped it up last night. I saw some 4.5s this morning.
Yeah.
And now it's back to 4. 215.5.
This might be a series where Boston might cover like the first 3 games. They might not win. Maybe it's a 2-point game, 1-point game. Maybe it goes down to the wire. I still like them in game 2, but you gotta think. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I did not like the way Steph played in the second half, and they got to him. They bodied him exactly what I said would happen. They're just a bigger, more physical team, I think, Boston. You know, I mean, think about it. When Steph was on White, right? He gave him the elbow. He created separation. Who's going to match up? Like, who was the big body outside Draymond? You got a bunch of wingers. You got guys that play on the perimeter that can't cover.
It seemed like they had a lot of success in that last 8 or 9 minutes having, White and Pritchard and Horford all out on the floor. Made a huge difference for them.
Smart to me is the guy, too. I like him, too. And Brown. I like Smart and Brown the best. I know what's
going on. And they had that big one with Tatum doing nothing. Big one with Tatum doing nothing. So that's.
You know, imagine him being like a decoy in the first 2 games. And then Golden State thinking that they're going to go to him. And then all of a sudden, you know.
And they're going to go down 2-0 and home? I mean.
Well, do we think Tampa Bay would lay a dud tonight, even though I told you that?
I didn't think that Tampa would lose both games at the Garden, no. I did not think that. But I also don't think they're finished in the series. But it's different. Golden State's going to be going to Boston. These are at home for them. It's just a different situation. Tampa still has home games in this series. Golden State's going to be staring at going to Boston down 2-0, Joe. That's a much different animal. No? You don't seem to care.
No, I do care. I'm thinking it through. I'm processing it.
There is something that I do like that I was looking at today. So you know how they had all those players for the series points average on FanDuel?
Mm-hmm.
So Tatum had 12 points last night. They've still got his average at 25.5, under minus 118. He's going to have to put in a couple 35, 40-point games for that to get to 25 by the end of the series. After that 12 that he threw up last night, he's going to need a couple monster games. I don't know if he's got them in him. Dr. Chow was telling me today he thinks he's still hurting a little bit. So, Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Lightning have the net empty with 3 minutes to go, down a deuce. We'll see if they can do anything. Back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We have some signs of life from the Lightning. Wow, how did he miss that one? Stamkos has to score there on that replay I just watched. Oh, twice he had opportunities. Lightning got a goal to make it 3-2 from Nick Paul with about 2:03 to go, and then the with the net empty. Now the Lightning putting the pressure again. There's 37 seconds left. They've got a faceoff down in the Ranger end. They just had two or three golden chances to tie this thing up at 3. Looks like a timeout here.
I got an
option. Now from Tampa. They'll get their big guns a little bit of rest here.
Here we go with the big guns. Talk in this position.
I don't understand. Talk in my position. They're trying to get their best players rest, Joe. It's the final 30 seconds of the game. You want them to put the hacks out? You want them because they have big guns. You want to get Stamkos, Kucherov, your big guns out there. If the Rangers were down 3-2, they would take a timeout to get their big guns out on the ice.
Come on, Miller. Come on, Kreider. Come on, Shesterkin. Come on, Shesterkin. Come on, Miller. Come on, Kreider.
Speaking of big guns, Cody Bellinger puts one 10 rows deep off of the Basset Hound. 2-0 Dodgers out in L.A. As that one had some distance. Cody Bellinger out into the right field bleachers. Look out. Look out. That was a good one. So here we go for Tampa. 37 seconds. Net empty down on the other end. I'm not even leaving the FanDuel thing up, Joe, because I can't. They're so far ahead. I can't even leave that on and because they'll lock it and change it before I even see that it happens in front of me. I doubt you're doing the same, though. I'm sure you're
what?
Looking at the FanDuel thing for it. Another icing.
I am looking at the fan. You know why? Because, yeah, you know what? Remember last night? It's all about me. That's why. Tonight is about me.
Put it on the MLB page so that you don't know if they score or not.
I got life here in Birmingham. Down 29-18. Could Kirby Wilson pull this game out? We got down 11. This kid Rivers is hot. 2-0 Red Sox. 2-0 Red Sox.
I did see the Red Sox score again. That's very good for you. Oh, another one trickles just wide of the net. Oh, Tampa.
Get down.
So
get
chances.
Down. Oh, my goodness. Get down. Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, skating around in the middle now. That should
come
do
on,
it.
Come on, Kreider. Come on, Miller.
That's offsides. Finished. 4.7 to go. They're out of range. So, there you go, Joe. Man, they had a couple chances. That's for sure. Tampa waited way too long into this game to finally show a little bit of life. Let's see this last one that they just missed. Oh, wow.
What?
That was close.
Let me see this highlight. Let me see.
This was the replay of the one before. Very, very close. They're not scoring from the center ice with 5 seconds left, so.
All right, Carver, you know, crazier things have happened. You know
this. Yeah, well, you know, Mike Smith isn't playing goal, so.
That's true.
Yeah. You know. Then there you go. Rangers take a 2-0 lead down to Tampa Sunday afternoon, game 3 there. So that snaps that long streak for the Lightning of not losing 2 games in a row in the playoffs. The 19 season when they got swept by Columbus in the first round. That was the last time they had lost back-to-back playoff games. So big win for the Rangers. Deservedly so. Better team through the first 2 games.
Who called it? Hockey Whisperer comes on mid-season all of a sudden, hot as a pistol. Knows game flow. The kid knows it. Shesterkin. I always said Shesterkin. I did. I mean, look at that. 8 longest home win streak, Stanley Cup playoffs. Brodeur, Osgood, Quick.
Quick? Who else?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That other guy.
Brodeur, Marty. I said Andrew, some close calls at the end, that's for sure. But they pulled it out. They did have a couple decent chances there in the final minute and a half.
Oh, okay. So now that my heart can start beating again.
Yeah, I was going
to say. No, it's exactly what the Rangers needed to do. And Carver, we talked about it before. The last time the Rangers won the first 2 games of a playoff series, you got to go back all the way to 2014, which was the last time the Rangers were in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
Before that, it was in 2007, like you were talking about, when they were playing the Atlanta Thrashers. So
yes,
And you had asked me before, you know, what's this team going to look like? What's this team going to do, you know, in the series against Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay's favored, two-time defending Stanley Cup champions, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Now that they have the first two, you know, I'm more inclined to think like, because you had talked about the first, who was the guy? You said the person was like the tweet, how it talked about how Vasilevskiy sucks and he's not good. And, you know, now his true colors are showing. I'm not saying he sucks. He's still probably the best goaltender. One of the best goaltenders in the league. But now it's like, you know, the Rangers have that cushion where they can be like, all right, now we can actually, like, I can envision them moving on and advancing to the final. And, but I'm not going to say anything more.
Look, you got to win 2 out of 5. This is it now. You win 2 out of 5.
Yep.
The pressure now all on the Lightning on Sunday afternoon. And there's nothing worse than afternoon hockey. The afternoon games are the absolute worst.
Why?
I can't stand it. I think it's just, I think it kills the product. I think that these guys in the NHL, I hate afternoon games. I think that these guys are such creatures of habit that they have a routine on game days, morning skate, a little nap in the lunch, coming back to the rink, getting prepared. These afternoon games, I just feel like destroys all of that. And I just, it takes a while for the afternoon games to have any feel to them. I just don't like them.
Yeah, I understand.
Hate him, and I hate him even more for playoffs. Hate it even more in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
But it's TV. I get it. It's TV. Yeah. It is what it is.
You got to fit it into the schedule. And like you talked about, the Lightning have to win this game coming up on Sunday. Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind. Every single game, this game was really important for the Lightning. And the reason it was because of the fact, not only just because they had, what was it, the 18-game winning streak that they had ever after taking a loss. To go down 0-2 when you played horribly in the first game, everybody, including myself, thought that the Lightning were really, really going to bounce back. And in the first couple minutes of the game, they did. And they got the early lead. And I was like, well, here comes the Lightning now. And the Rangers just turned it completely around, scored 2 goals at the end of the first, really, really took the control of the game. And you had talked about before how the Lightning were starting to come on and really started to.
They had a little bit of a push at the end of the second period.
It just wasn't consistent enough.
A little bit. Yeah, they weren't all night. And then, honestly, I thought the goal Vasilevskiy gave up at the beginning of the third was a bad goal. That was kind of a fluke.
But the thing is, they were talking about, if you know, Vasilevskiy, when he goes down into the butterfly, his blocker side is a little bit vulnerable. He doesn't get the blocker up. He doesn't get the stick up as quickly as he may, as other goalies do. That could be a sign of weakness. But, you know, as going back to the original question, how do I feel as a Rangers fan? Ecstatic.
Oh, you got to feel tremendous.
You got to be on cloud nine, kid.
Listen, this is the first time the Rangers have won the first two games on home ice in my entire time of being a Rangers fan. Like, this is, I have been waiting 10 years for this. Since Henrik Lundqvist was around and guys like Ryan Callahan and all those guys, like, that never happened with those teams. And it happened with this team who has a bunch of kids on it who'd never played together before this year with a new coach and a new front office and everything. And this is the end result. This is a dream for me.
I will let you guys know we have a no hitter in progress.
Where?
In the bottom of the eighth, Joe Musgrove from the Padres. Only I saw this, Joe, because they actually threw a lineup.
Hang on.
Oh wow, what is this? And if I hope
we're
you're
driving,
not
we're driving. We're on the 30, Carver. We're
about
on the
a no hitter.
We're on the 30. Come on, Rivers.
Stop the show. I mean, we're talking about a no hitter, and you're in on this game again.
Listen, you know, I've asked for one thing tonight. Root in the Maulers. You're not on another
side. I'm asking for one thing, for that game to end. That's what I'm asking for, is for that game to end.
I'm catching a 9.5 ticket guy. I mean, you know, like we're sitting in the.
Do they have the ball or not? Do they have the ball?
Yes, they're on the 30-yard line, a 4th and 3.
How much time is left in this game? And now the no-hitter ends because we couldn't acknowledge it. We couldn't talk about the no-hitter because of the Maulers.
He's kicking a field goal, Carver, 49 yards. Get it, kid. Get it.
Yeah.
He got it! Oh, it hit the post! Oh, it hit the post! You see? You're my kryptonite. I told you. Come on, man. Really, Kirby Wilson? Come on. Why do you elect? It's 4th and 3. He goes for the field goal. You're on the 28-yard line.
Musgrove gives up the double to Colton Wong here in the bottom of the 8th. So now the Brewers do get a hit on the board.
I need a friend.
It's just unlucky for Musgrove, who has thrown an absolute gem. We'll see. He's got 108, 110 pitches. 7 2/3 he goes of no-hit ball for the Padres tonight. They were hanging a plus 250 if he would get it done, if he would finish the no-hitter. That, of course, now locked and gone there. Dodgers up 2-0 on the Mets. Third inning, Oakland and the Red Sox 2-0 Boston in the 4th. And the live total back up to 7 for Joe. So we'll see if that can get in for him. Scoreless in Colorado. So scoreless in the 8th between the Braves and the Rockies. Wow. I have to find ourselves a little spot here. What do we got? 2.5 the live number.
Trying to
2.5.
I'm trying to breathe.
Yeah, I...
You know, yeah. Not for anything. If I was crying out for help, I'd be in trouble right now. I'm just saying. Because you're like, forget it. You just stepped on my head as I'm trying to... Air! You just stepped on... You know what you did? You just ran right over me. I fell down. I needed the alert. You just stepped right on my... You just stepped on my whole body.
I had to get to more pressing matters. I mean, it's just... Like I said, I mean, we gotta at least have a, you know, talk about a couple things that people are actually betting on.
We got 1st and 3rd on the Boston ace.
Is that why they jumped it up to 7? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's why.
Can I get a hit here? Can you root that in? I don't know. Just what? How about this whole week? How about you?
I don't know why you think that I'm not rooting in for your stuff to win. I don't. I can't get involved in that football game. I just can't.
It's against your religion?
It is. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. You know, especially when I got guys throwing no hitters. I got playoff games. I got and we're talking about a whole lot of people that, you know, unfortunately nobody's ever heard of, Joe. Sad but true. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Put the series price back up, Joe, for Rangers and Tampa. I literally watched it come on the screen at Tampa plus 225 to win the series. Within about, I'm going to say 45 seconds, it flipped to plus 195. Somebody put a good bet in on Tampa, I guess, right out of the stick when they put it up on the board. It went from 225 to 195 in a heartbeat. Rangers minus 250. If you'd still like your sweep, you're not going to get as much now. Plus 520 for the sweep. The favorite, if you go by the lowest number at the book, is Rangers in 5 at plus 310.
Would you take the rain? What's the line for Saturday? It's Saturday or Saturday, right?
Sunday. Sunday's game.
What's
game
the line
3.
Sunday?
They don't have it up yet. Tampa at home, down 2-0. They've been favored on the road the first two games. Got to assume they're going to be favored again, right? How much?
It's a series total games, 4 is plus 490.
Yes. Series total games. You need to go to series correct score. For some reason, it's the same exact thing, but they're giving you a different price on both of them. It's actually 520 is better than 490. The only way it ends in four games now is if the Rangers win, not Tampa. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, hour number two, right after this on the grid.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.